Well, the investigation into the crash of that Russian passenger jet in Egypt continues, with Egypt's civil aviation minister saying that a black box recording that featured a sound before the plane broke up will be sent abroad for analysis. That's according to the news service AFP. The crash has renewed worries about Egypt's tourist business, which is a big part of the country's economy. Russia has banned flights to Egypt. The UK has restricted flights. Let's bring in Arafa Omran, an Egyptologist and tour guide who joins us from Cairo. And Arafa, are you concerned that there's going to be a big drop-off in tourism in Cairo as a result of the crash?
Cairo has been suffering since 2011. We cannot just talk about Cairo. When we talk about Cairo, we talk about Cairo, Luxor, and Aswan, because these three places are mainly the main itinerary for people who came to Egypt visiting Cairo. It started to be much better than it used to be, but after the crash plane, we don't know. So Cairo, regular tour is still happening, but the most of the charter flight goes to Sharm el-Sheikh has been cancelled. Germany, for example, Italy, for example, they still send their people to the Red Sea.
And you don't think that that will start to drop off if people are concerned about airline safety in Egypt?
It is dropped off, Mr. Jeremy, regardless of safety, because when you talk on safety and a government of some country declare that you cannot do this, this mainly goes back to the travel company who supply the travel insurance, which won't be valid for people who are not following the rule of the government. Many people actually would like to stay, but they had to go to follow the regulation for their government.
But there is a concern at this point that perhaps there was somebody working on the inside who worked for airport security, who got a bomb onto that plane, and the plane exploded as a result of that. There is concern that the security is not up to where it should be at Egyptian airports. That may turn some tourists off. Maybe somebody will decide, you know, instead of going to Egypt this year, we'll go to London and Paris.
Yeah, maybe. But let's talk from like a personal experience. I've been working in the field for about more than 10 years, and I have many friends from England, from US. And actually, many people saying, Arafa, don't worry. Government, they just scare us. They just do what they want. It's a political game. It's something to do with the Russian and Egyptian relationship.
So you don't believe that it was a bomb?
It's not what to believe. It's mainly we need to wait because the official statement that comes out from the five countries participated in the investigation, Egypt, Russia, France, Germany, and Ireland, they declared, we don't know what the main reason. We still investigate. It will take some time. Tourism industry generally, and in Egypt especially, we've been passing through many crises. We have a big attack in 1997 and 6 months, and tourism back again. So what I believe from my experience, that this accident will take some time, and it will back again. And if they find something that unsafe, they should have been declared or not renew the licenses for Sharm el-Sheikh Airport itself.
Let me ask you finally, Arafa, about how things are generally. You've been through so much just in the last few years in Egypt, not just this plane crash, but before that, of course, the government of Hosni Mubarak was ousted in 2011, and then the Mohamed Morsi government was deposed by a coup in 2013. Now President al-Sisi is in power. How are things?
Alive in Egypt, many of the Egyptians are actually supporting what Sisi is doing. Since Sisi started to be the president of Egypt, we feel more safe, better than what's happening after 2011, even during Morsi time. Now, safety is much better than it used to be. If you talk about the economy, now we start to have many big projects. For example, like the new Suez Canal that's been made in 1 year. And to be honest, this is the first time in my life, I'm 35 years old, to hear one a governmental member who say a promise and he make his promise up. Sisi said, I will dig the canal in 1 year, and he make it. We have a big road project constructing and maintain a lot of road in Egypt, which consider a good thing to do for more development, to having to create new city, to create new industrial zone. So actually, many of the people are optimistic about the future. And one of the good things, now we are not just relying in tourism, Sisi start to think about other fields to make the economy better, to make the economy stronger as well. So hopefully it will be getting better soon, but for sure the plane crash will affect the economy because it's considered one of the main source of our national income for the hard currency.
Tourism is.
Exactly, yeah, tourism.
That's Arafa Omran, an Egyptologist and tour guide in Cairo, Egypt. Arafa, thank you so much.
You're most welcome, sir. Thank you, Mr. Jeff.